Tonight, the 2014 basketball season tips off for the Kearney High Bearcats as they welcome in the Millard West Wildcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Mishu, his fourth here of the quarter. Into the front court, gets it to Birchall on the left side of the key. One dribble to the wing. Skip pass back over to Schreiner into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. Leibarger hit it.
It's an early season test for Kearney High as they face two top 10 teams over the first two nights of the year. It's the Wildcats and Bearcats coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Top of the Hill for our second game of the day. Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. The Bearcats girls did lose, but a very well-played basketball game to Millard West. Millard West rated number 3 in the state, according to the Omaha paper. Kearney High, number 5 in Class A, and actually had a 5-point lead in the second half. But then Millard West hit some shots, and about 3 trips in a row, Kearney High turned the ball over. And Millard West built a lead that Kearney could not overcome in the waning stretches. They did have a 3-pointer that would have sent this game into overtime, but it was not exactly caught in rhythm. It was going to be a very, very tough shot, but Millard West able to hold off the Lady Bearcats by a final of 50-47 in our first game of the doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. On the boys' side, Millard West is the only team in the top 10 in this matchup, as the Wildcats are rated number 10, according to the Omaha World Herald. The Bearcats are just outside of that, again, they're hoping that their depth and their overall basketball IQ will be able to carry them quite a bit. Meanwhile, for Millard West, well, they have a very, very good basketball player in Ben Kozitsky. Kozitsky is a 6'8 senior, and there's a fair number of folks that would love to have him play for their college next year, whether it be at the Division II or, you know, there's a possibility of maybe even a higher level in there as well. Might have some conversations with Kozitsky. But Kozitsky at 6'8 is one of the best big men in the state. And you can coach kids and coach kids awfully, awfully hard. You can never coach them to the point where they become 6'8. You either have that or you don't. And Kozitsky has that size and plays like a big man. And that is going to be a tough task here for Kearney High if Millard West is able to get the ball down low to him in the low post. It's going to be very, very difficult, even though they do have a strong kid down there. Obviously, Brian Arp is going to play Division I football, strong enough to kind of battle with Kozitsky in there. But again, he's going to be giving up at least 4 inches. And Arp, tremendous athlete as well. But again, Kozitsky, pretty darn good basketball player, and being 4 inches taller, it might pose a little bit of a problem here for Kearney High. But as long as they have Arp down low, they're always going to have a strong presence in the paint. Kearney High going to be a little short-staffed in terms of health here, because Alex Harris, who may very well be one of the point guards, somebody that plays the point quite a bit, will not be available. He's still healing up from the basketball season, so he will not play tonight. And Austin Mishu, who would play normally a 3 or 4 position, probably be playing point guard most of the time that he's out there, as we're hoping that Alex Harris can kind of get himself healed up. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for Millard West and Kearney High. We come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here. Time now for the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin first of all for Millard West. Their starters will be Austin Hall, as 6'2 junior. He'll be playing one of the guard positions. Adam Strasshelm, as 6'1 senior, will also play guard. Chandler Peterson, 6'1 and a senior, will play guard. The forward will be Phil Ely. He is 6'3 and a senior. And the big man we talked about before is Ben Kozitsky. Kozitsky is 6'8 and a senior. He'll play center for head coach Bill Morrison and the Millard West Wildcats. For Kearney High, their starters are going to be Austin Mishu, a 6'2 junior. Jake Waller, who can really fill it up, he is a 6'1 junior. He'll play primarily the shooting guard tonight. Peyton Pocock, he is a 6'1 senior. Austin Murray, 6'4 and a junior. And Brian Arp, 6'4 and a junior, will play down low. He'll be primarily the guy that will be banging up against, and I do mean banging up against, Kozitsky much of the night. And that is your starting lineup. Again, this starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, we mentioned it earlier, we had coverage of the girls' basketball game exclusively here on ESPN Radio, where Kearney High did have a 5-point lead in the second half, but weren't able to hold on. And Millard West, number 3 in the state, holds off number 5, Kearney High, a final of 50-47. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Doug is out in Sandy Creek for the second round of the early season Grand Island Central Catholic Tournament. And at the end of one quarter of play, Kearney Catholic is leading Norfolk Catholic in girls basketball 13-6. That was at the end of the first quarter. The next game coming up will be the boys' game, Norfolk Catholic and Kearney Catholic, as it so happens in that tournament. Both of those two schools won last night, the games that they played anyway, and they're meeting in the second round. And on Saturday, we'll have coverage of the finals or consolation games for the Kearney Catholic teams right here on ESPN Radio. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow around 4 o'clock, we will have coverage of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. So the finals will be right on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So that's what's on tap. We'll have Bearcat basketball tonight. And on our sister station, we'll have Bearcat wrestling tomorrow on 98.9 FM. And again, the finals scheduled around 4 o'clock when Doug will have that coverage for you right here from Kearney High. Well, we're just about ready to get things underway. Kearney High in their home white uniforms, about to be introduced here in just a few moments. Millard West in their road black, their dark black uniforms. They'll be introduced as well. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with more of the pregame right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Millard West being introduced in just a few moments. Kearney High will get their turn at bat here. Millard West, of course, in their road black uniforms with the dark green numbers, but kind enough to have some white trim around those so you can make out the numbers. They're pretty sharp-looking uniforms, quite frankly, with the green gussets down the sides as well. And Kearney High will be in their home white uniforms. Kearney across the front, and the big bold blue numbers, letters, and trim here for Kearney High. Well, they've been battling each other in practice for the last couple of weeks, and as we heard from Coach Steinbrook during our halftime discussion of the girls' game, coaches always like to have a little bit more time with the players before they tip it off, but these kids are out there. They are ready to play some basketball and take on the Wildcats. So it'll be the Bearcats and the Wildcats coming up in just a few moments. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back with the tip right after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats introduced, Wildcats introduced. National anthem played. We're ready to hoop it up here. The home opener for Kearney High as they're taking on 10th-ranked Millard West in the early season tournament, kind of an East-West classic. They'll play at Lincoln Southeast tomorrow against the Bellevue West and Lincoln Southeast, winner or loser, depending on what happens here. Arp doing the jumping here for Kearney High. Kozitsky is going to do it for Millard West. And the officials get everybody lined up properly, and we're just about ready to go. Rowdy's in full throat on the far side, and Kozitsky is going to be able to tip it to Austin Hall for the first possession of the ball game. So here come the Wildcats in the offensive end. Kearney High going man-to-man right now. And the pass is out top of the circle here for Peterson. Peterson gets it inside to Kozitsky. Kozitsky shot, no good. And Murray is able to pull down the rebound. So nice rebound there as Millard West couldn't get the shot to fall. And now the Bearcats have their first possession with it. Waller gives it off for Mishu. Looking inside for Arp. They'll give it off for Murray. Murray thought about the three. He's used up his dribble, though. And he'll get it off now for Pocock. Pocock on the dribble. Gives it off on the left wing here to Waller, who had it top of the circle. Good ball movement here for Kearney High. Trying to look inside and a step through in the lane. And Murray has the ball tied up by Austin Hall. Alternating possessions will give Kearney High the basketball here. So Pocock will inbound it. And Murray is open as he cut through there, and he's going to lay it up and in. They lost track of Austin Murray, and Murray scores the first 2 points of the season here for Kearney High as they've got the early lead. Hall in the offensive end, picked up there by Mishu. We'll give it off on the right side here for Stosselm, and they get it inside for Kozinski, and Kozitsky, a little reverse layup in underneath, is fouled. And that'll be first foul of the game here against Kearney High. And that'll go on Austin Mishu. So Kozitsky will have to score his points at the free throw line. And the first one is up and good. So Kaczynski makes the first of two free throws. If the second one's good here, we'll be tied in the early stages at two. And Kaczynski does barely touch a little bit of twine there as it goes through, and we're deadlocked to two. Miller West wants to pressure the ball a little bit. But Mischu is able to bring in the offensive zone. Throws it up ahead here for Pocock. Back to Mischu. Mischu from the spiking line will now give it left side for Murray, who gives it to Pocock on that left side. Pocock leans into Hall, makes a little space, gives it to Waller. And Waller the baller strikes into three. That hit nothing but the bottom of the well. Kaczynski running the floor, gets the ball late, puts up the shot, no good. And Mischu was able to pull down the rebound. So Millard West missing some shots. Now Kearney High tries a quick three in transition. It's no good. Peterson pulls down the rebound. He's going to drive the length of the court and lay it up and in. So Chandler Peterson will get the bucket after he got that long rebound. Just attack right away. And it is 5-4 here. Mischu turns the ball over on the inside, trying to get it in there. And Millard West will try to answer back here. Hall in the offensive end. Gives it off on the right side for Peterson. Entry pass knocked away by Arp, but he couldn't quite come up with the steal. And Millard West will maintain possession, but they'll have to inbound it right in front of the Rowdies. Tossing in is going to be Chandler Peterson. Peterson throws it in the corner. Stosshelm gets it inside. He'll drive it to Kaczynski. Kaczynski missed the shot. And it's going to be rebounded by Waller. So Waller pulls down the rebound. And Kearney High, a little bit too quick, trying to get it inside to Arp. And on the pass to Arp, they turned it over. Took an extra step. Kearney Catholic right now leading Norfolk Catholic in girls basketball 26-15 on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9. Here it's 5-4. Kearney High with the lead over Millard West in boys basketball. They get it inside here for Kaczynski. Kaczynski kicks it out for Austin Hall, and Hall's going to stroke in a three. First three-pointer of the game here for Millard West, and they've got now a 7-5 lead. They played about 3 minutes is all. And very entertaining so far as Mischu facing a double team but dribbles through it. Bounce pass to Arp, and Arp's going to be fouled. And I think we have an injured player. Austin Hall is holding his leg, and I don't know if that's a shin splint or what have you. But Hall committed the foul, and if he doesn't commit the foul, then that is going to be an easy layup there by Arp. And a nice job dribbling through some pressure there by Austin Mischu and then making that bounce pass in to Arp. Coming out of the ballgame is going to be Peterson. Staying out there is Hall. Whatever was bothering him, he's been able to kind of work out. Pocock to inbound it. Waller gets the inbounds near midcourt. They leave him open for three. That's a mistake. Oh, he missed the three, though. Arp gets the rebound, and he'll lay it up and in. Brian Arp is able to pull down the rebound and then make the bucket. Kick out here for Stosshelm. Stosshelm, he's going to fire a three. It's no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High. Murray engaged in hand-to-hand combat with Phil Ely, trying to get that rebound. They're going to say that he was the last to touch it, and on the inbounds, they get it off for Kaczynski. Kaczynski misses yet again, and Waller will pull down another defensive rebound. So Mischu brings in the offensive end. He's working against Austin Hall, takes it all the way down to the baseline. They double-team him a little bit, and he's going to throw it out to Murray, who picks up the loose ball at the paw near midcourt. Pocock off of the screen set by Arp. Kicks out now for Waller, who fires a three a little bit strong. And the rebound by Kaczynski. So Kaczynski pulled down the rebound after the miss. And now in transition, a three-pointer for Stosshelm. Stosshelm couldn't get it to fall. And Kaczynski is able to pull down the rebound. He'll kick it back out for Hall. And Hall strokes in the three. So Kearney High right now, down by a point. And they're going to kick it out here on the left side for Pocock. Pocock has it on the left wing. Everybody cycles through. They get it to Mischu. Nice extra pass in for Arp, and Arp has it blocked out of bounds by Kaczynski. He comes up with the block, and it'll go out of bounds. Brady Johnson going to check in here for Kearney High. Also in the game is Trevor Leibarger for the Bearcats. with 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. And Kaczynski just swatted that one away with a tremendous amount of authority. Pocock to inbound, gets it to Liebarger. He'll give it off for Mischu. Mischu's open top of the key, but he won't fire the three. Gives it off to Pocock on that right side. Gives it back to Liebarger. Liebarger, turnaround jumper from the baseline, 15 feet away, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by the Wildcats. And then they turn it over on that right side. Logan Andrzejewski pulled down the defensive rebound. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High on the entry pass. Nice pass inside here for Logan Andrzejewski. And Andrzejewski is able to lay it up and in. So now a three-point lead here for Kearney High for Millard West. Step through. Now kick out by Mischu. Kicking it out for Pocock. Pocock can't hit the three. It goes out of bounds. And Anderson's going to check in with Zach Ryan here for Kearney High. So Kyle Anderson out there for the first time with Zach Ryan. Pocock to toss it in. And Pocock will give it to Liebarger off of a screen. That three-pointer up and no good. And the rebound taken out of there by number 34 after the miss. That, of course, would be Mike Chavrat, who just checked in. And Chavrat makes an extra pass inside here for Kaczynski. And Kaczynski with a reverse layup. It's good. So now a 14-7 lead here. Great pass by Pocock inside for Anderson. For Johnson, rather. But it's blocked out of bounds by Kaczynski. Another block by Kaczynski. And again, that strong presence by Kaczynski. Pocock to inbound, down by seven, and they give it for Liebarger. Liebarger is going to fire the three, and the rebound is taken out there by Caleb Conway. Pass on the inside. Now with time for Kearney High to make the block. That one's blocked by Anderson. Pass up ahead to Liebarger, and Kearney High turns it over. Loose ball was picked up by Pocock. Pocock leading the break as he was able to pull down the long rebound, but unfortunately, he turns the ball over. Bounce pass on the left side here for Tyler Sharp for Millard West, who checked in just a little bit ago. Gives it for Charvat. And now right side, that's Sharp. Sharp will fire a three. It's no good. And Liebarger is able to pull down the rebound. He'll kick it up ahead here for Pocock, who gives it off for Ryan. Ryan gives it left side. Now Liebarger is going to fire another three. That one's no good. Rebound being tipped around. It's still being tipped around. Fought for in there. And we've got a foul that's going to be whistled on Johnson. Nope, they're going to call that not a foul on Johnson, but a hell ball by Johnson and the Millard West player. So alternating possession, the arrow is pointing to Millard West. 14-7, Millard West has a 7-point lead. I think I said Kearney High had 9 earlier because they had that on the board. But it is 14-7. And they get it at the elbow here for Caleb Conway. Conway's going to kick into the corner here for Tyler Sharp. Sharp's 3-pointer is no good. And the long rebound is taken out there by Liebarger. Liebarger's going to help kick it in the corner. Waller's going to stroke into 3. So Waller hits another three-pointer, and he just has one of the prettiest shots you're going to see. His second three-pointer of the night. And it's a four-point ball game with 54 seconds to go. Bounce pass on the left side. Manny Adams now will bounce it out to the elbow. Open 15-foot jumper, and it rolls in for Logan Andrzejewski. So Andrzejewski is able to stroke it in. And again, Millard West going pretty deep with their bench as well. 40 seconds to go. Errant pass going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Sharp, and Sharp's going to dunk it. Tyler Sharp with the steal and then the dunk. And it's an 8-point ball game. Anderson gives it off for Ryan, who's going to lob it up ahead to Liebarger. Liebarger in transition trying to get it inside, but it's going to be stolen away by Caleb Conway, who comes up with the steal. And they'll get the ball up ahead here for Matty Adams. Really, Millard West almost going with an entirely different line change out there. I don't think there's any starters out there at the moment. Bad pass knocked down by Ryan. stolen away, up ahead to Ryan. Ryan's going to drive off glass and good. Nice little hesitation move there by Zach Ryan after he made the steal and then got the ball back. And Kearney High is able to cut the lead down to 6. It's 18-12, a 6-point lead for Millard West. When we start the second quarter, we come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Kearney High has the basketball to start the second quarter here. They are trailing it now 18-12. And we got some statistics we'll look at here. And a turnover, bad pass by Kearney High. It's going to be turned over. And a strong drive. And Mishu is going to be called for the foul, but he prevents the dunk by Koziski. Unfortunately, that is going to be the second foul on Austin Mishu. He thought he blocked it clean, but Koziski is going to go to the free throw line after the turnover. And there's the free throw that's up and good. And we'll add the Millard West lead. It's now 19-12. Unofficially from the field here, Kearney High 5 of 14 in the first quarter. And, Millard West 7 of 16. And the second free throw is also good for Koziski, who now has 6 points in the ballgame. 20-12 now. Millard West putting some pressure on. Pass by Mishu. Gets it across the timeline. Again, get to Waller. Back to Mishu. Mishu at the free throw line. Now backs out top of the key. Gives it right side. Open for three is Pocock. He'll pull the trigger and rattle it in. Peyton Pocock strokes in the three-pointer. And Kearney High, 3 of 9 from behind the arc. Three-pointer here for Millard West. That one won't fall in transition. Coming up with it is Pocock. Pocock tried to lob it up. It hit the iron. They got a rebound, a bucket, and a foul. Pulling down that rebound was Austin Murray. Murray makes the putback and then is able to get hit on the arm by Chandler Peterson. Peterson commits the foul, and now an opportunity for Murray to finish off the three-point play. And the free throw is up, rattling around, and no good. 20-17. Millard West still leads it by 3. Kearney had an early lead in the ball game, and now we've got stoppage. They had some discussion about something with the score, and they had it straightened out by the time the official got their attention. In any event, no harm, no foul. Kearney wasn't putting any pressure on it, and they don't put any pressure on the inbounds. So Millard West gets it back. Stossholm passes it off on the left side, now gets it back, gives it right side for Austin Hill. Hill directing traffic against this 2-3 zone for Kearney High. They kick it in the corner. That's Koziski. And posting up is Phil Ely. Now the long pass by Koziski over to, for Peterson. Back out to Koziski. Koziski driving the baseline, dumping it on the inside. It went off of somebody's head and out of bounds. I think it was last touched by Millard West. Yeah, so Millard West turns it over. Ben Koziski may be a little bit errant with that pass there as it goes out of bounds. So after the turnover, Mishu is facing some pressure being put on here by Hall. But they get it out to Pocock, who gives it to Murray. Murray across the timeline. Gets it to Mishu. Man-to-man is Millard West right now. Nice bounce pass by Mishu, who got it inside for Arp. Arp missed the shot, but it does go out of bounds. And Kearney High will maintain the possession here. 6:27 to go. Second quarter, Bearcats down 20-17. They inbound it for Waller. And Waller stroking a couple of threes. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Mishu playing the point here, facing great pressure put on by Austin Hall. Uses up his dribble, gives it to Pocock, back to Mishu, gives it left side for Waller. Waller, a little ball fake, gets it on the baseline to Arp, kicks back out to Waller. Waller passes tip, but Pocock picks it up along the baseline, works back around the perimeter. They skip it out over for Murray. Waller works it back around the perimeter. Murray moving across that elbow, but they can't work it inside to him. And now Austin Mishu will bounce pass it over for Pocock, who will fire the three. It is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Ely. So Ely ends the possession. Now the kick into the corner here for Millard West. They can't get the three to go, but Kaczynski is able to pull down the rebound. And he'll kick it off here on the left side for Strassheim. And Strassheim will stroke in the three. So Stasselm strikes into the three, and that'll double the lead here for Millard West. They lead it 23-17. Waller in the offensive end. Looking at this man-to-man. We'll give it off on the left side for Murray. Chin in the ball coming off of the screen here is going to be Mishu. Mishu now driving, dumps to Murray, who's open on the baseline, a little bit strong on the shot, and rebounded by Kaczynski. So Kearney High couldn't quite come up with that jumper. Got a good look out of it, though. And now a little drive. They lose it and into the hands of Arp. So Millard West turns the ball over. Arp comes up with the loose ball. Kick into the corner here for Waller. Waller's three won't fall. Rebound is going to be picked up here by Hall. And Arp, who fell down, is going to be called for the foul because he took Hall with him. So Arp commits the foul. And it's one of those where... He just kind of lost his balance. That's the only reason for the foul. Quick timeout coming up here by Kearney High. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 4:43 to go. Second quarter, it's 23-17. Millard West with the lead and the ball. We come back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Well, so far, Ben Kaczynski doing much of the damage here for Millard West. He's got 6 points, but Austin Hall also with 6 points as well. He's been kind of the outside guy. Kaczynski's been the inside guy. And they got pretty good depth because they make some changes in there, which we'll try to get for you here in a moment. Austin Hall has it. We'll give it off on their right side for Chandler Peterson. Peterson cycles through as he gives it off to Kaczynski. Kaczynski is able to back in against Brian Arp and scores. And Arp had great position, and Kaczynski just with those great feet able to move around him. Mishu in the offensive end has the dribble, and he'll get the ball up here for Chris Langan. Langan lobs it inside for Arp. Arp takes it off glass. The shot won't fall, but there's a foul on the inside, and we'll see who they give it to. And it's going to be on 32. Kearney High folks are hoping for 52, but it's going to be on Chandler Peterson. That'll be his second. Bearcats would love to get Kaczynski in some foul trouble. Arp, though, is going to go line. He's going to shoot a couple. And the first one's up and good. So it's now 25-18 as we're nearing the midway point of the second quarter. At halftime, we're talking with Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach. At Kearney High, they had a tough loss tonight, 50-47 against Millard West earlier. They led by 5 in the second half and couldn't quite finish the deal. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound was taken down by Peterson. So Millard West will work it inside and backside help by Pocock, but still Kaczynski is able to come up with the ball and the bucket. Nice dump down pass down low. Hall and Manny Williams trying to pressure the ball. Williams checked in a little bit ago. Mishu has it across the timeline, working against pressure by Hall. We'll kick it out. Here's Langan for three. His three is off the mark, no good. Long rebound is going to be picked up here by Manny Adams. And Adams will now drive, take it to the baseline. He's shut off by Pocock, watches everybody cycle through. Now he's going to bounce it out here for Austin Hall. Hall gives it off on the left side for Phil Ely. And Ely, great little spin on that to get the ball inside to Kaczynski. But Kaczynski, when he kicks it out, turns it over. He missed the target, and that'll be a turnover. Leiberger back in here for Kearney High as the Cats are down by 9, 27-18. And to toss it in here for the Cats, going to be Chris Langan. Langan will give it to Mishu. Mishu over to Langan on that left side. Pressure coming. Gets it out to Pocock. Pocock double-teamed. Dribbles near midcourt. Will get the ball to Mishu. Mishu cycles around. Takes it now in that dominant right hand. Jump stop on the baseline. Used up his dribble. Bounce pass to Arp, who's outside of the lane now. And he'll just hand the ball back out to Mishu. Mishu cuts back into the lane. And we're going to have a reach. I'm sure that's going to be a number 5. Yes, it is. Manny Adams. That is his first foul. 4 now as a team against Millard West. Only 3 fouls have been called against Kearney High. These two teams have been playing defense very well and very, very clean. Inbounds pass stolen away, falling down, and then traveling with it is going to be Manny Adams. Adams went up high, and I do mean high, to make that interception as they were trying to get the ball in to Zach Bryan on the inbounds play. And when he landed, he just didn't land cleanly and grabbed the ball maybe a little bit too soon because he started the bounce a little bit late. So neither a turnover either way there. Langan has the ball now over to Pocock. Pocock gets a screen from Arp. Pocock will drive, and we're going to have a foul on the body called against Phil Ely. That'll be his first. 27-18, 9-point lead here for Millard West. Kearney High will inbound underneath their own basket. Leiberger comes off a couple of screens, can't get it to him, so they'll get it to Leiberger. Leiberger looks out for Zach Ryan. And Goat will kick it off in the left corner here for Pocock. Over for Leiberger, enters it inside for Arp, a little bit off the mark, so Arp has to dribble out with it. Gives it to Langan. Langan stops at the elbow, gives it out to Zach Ryan. Ryan working against a little pressure here by Tyler Sharp. Over for Leiberger. Leiberger kicks left side for Langan. Langan off of a screen will get the ball to Zach Ryan. Ryan kicks it out. Top of the circle, Pocock. Good defense here, but the offense has been patient for Kearney High. Pocock's going to drive. Great looking layup, but it falls out. And coming up with a rebound is going to be Andrew Jaska. So Andrew Jaska pulls down the rebound here, and they'll get it inside. Shots up and good for Tyler Sharp. So Sharp makes the bucket after Andrew Jaska got the rebound on the other end, and the lead now is 11. Down low, they work it inside for Arp. Arp's shot won't go. It's off of his foot and out of bounds as well. So Millard West holds defensively, and they've got a 29-18 lead with a minute 35 to go here in the second quarter. Bearcats make some changes. I'll just give you their lineup right now. It's Pocock, Johnson, Murray, Leiberger, and Ryan out there for Kearney High. A couple changes for Millard West, which we'll get for you in a little bit. Backdoor cut, bounce pass to Adams, but Adams was shut off there by Ryan, and he'll have to kick the ball back out for Andrew Jaska. Andrew Jaska, he's shut off. He'll get the ball back out for Adams. Adams on the dribble, takes it on the baseline, gets to a stop, but still has his dribble going. Nearly stolen away by Murray, but Murray will save it into the hands of Adams. Adams gets it up ahead here for Andrew Jaska. Andrew Jaska drives, and he's fouled on his way to the basket, and he'll be going to line and shooting a couple. And the foul is going to be a hold whistled on Zach Ryan. His first 4 is a team against Kearney High, and Andrew Jaska now will shoot a couple of free throws. And the first one is good. That'll make it now 30-18 with a minute 1 to go. 12-point lead here for Millard West. Don't forget the Pac-10 championship game coming up at the conclusion of our post game here between Kearney High and Millard West. Second free throw is up and good. So a couple of made free throws for Millard West. They're a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line. And shooting 50% from the field unofficially. I have them 11 of 22 from the field. Meanwhile, Kearney High is 7 of 24. Explains why Kearney High trails it here, 31-18. Pass on the left side for Pocock. Pocock being double-teamed. Bounce pass to Ryan. Ryan nearly fouled, but he keeps the possession of the ball. Kicks it out here for Austin Murray. Murray, little floater, is off the mark, and it is going to be rebounded by Caleb Conway. Conway comes up the rebound, gets it out here to Mike Chavart. He'll give it off here on the right side for Manny Adams. Adams gave it away, now gets it back. Faked the pass before he started his dribble, and now he dribbles and will give it off here on the left side for Peterson. Peterson, only starter out there right now for Millard West. 16 seconds to go before halftime. Dribble here by Peterson. Gives it off on the left side for Stosshelm. Stosshelm will give it off on the right side here for Peterson. Peterson with 6 seconds left, in spite of what the Rowdies are saying. Gets it off here for Adams. Adams spins, loses the ball, and it goes out of bounds at the buzzer. And that will do it for one half of play. Millard West will head to the locker room with a 31-18 lead. Kearney High, nice job at the end of the second quarter, not giving up not only just a good look, but any look whatsoever, because they didn't get a shot off at all. But the Bearcats have a little bit of work to do when they head to the locker room, because they trail it by 13. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, with Kearney High trailing it 31-18. When we come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime, where 10th-ranked Millard West leads Kearney High 31-18 here at intermission. In the background, you can hear the Dance Cats performing to in front of a fairly good crowd here at Kearney High. Still got plenty of room for you to come up here and enjoy some quality high school basketball. And hopefully you'll be able to help the Bearcats get a little bit more offense going in this one, because they're down by 13. Unofficially, I have them from the field shooting 7 of 25. Millard West is 11 of 23 overall. So they're not quite at 50%, but awfully close to that. And Kearney High would be about 30% from the field. So there is one of the differences of the ball game. Another difference is unofficially, statistically, at Millard West with 14 rebounds in the first half compared to 9 for Kearney High. And in terms of turnovers, pretty easy, pretty even. But Kearney High is losing that battle as well, because Kearney High has turned the ball over unofficially 4 times compared to 3 for Millard West. Let's take a look at the individual numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for the Wildcats, who are being led so far by Ben Kozitsky. Kozitsky, unofficially here in the first half, has 10 points, 4 rebounds, and a couple of blocks. Austin Hall has 6 points and 1 rebound. Logan Andrzejczyk off the bench has 6 points. Tyler Sharp with 4. Adam Stosshelm has 3. And Chandler Peterson with 2 points here at intermission. For Kearney High here in the first half, again, they're trailing at 31-18. They're being led so far by Jake Waller, who has stroked in a couple of three-pointers. That accounts for his 6 points here at intermission. Austin Murray has 4. Peyton Pocock with 3 points. Brian Arp with 3. And Zach Ryan with 2 points in the ball game. Waller has those three-pointers, but the team overall shooting from three-point range, they're only 3 of 12, and Waller has 2 of the 3 makes here for Kearney High. From the free throw line, Millard West is a perfect 6 for 6, and Kearney High only 1 of 3 from the free throw line here in the first half. So statistically, all the statistics really kind of pointing toward Millard West, who has a 31-18 lead. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats trailing it in boys basketball 31-18 here at intermission. But we're going to talk a little girls basketball. Jason Boyd, kind enough to join us. Unfortunately, falling tonight 50-47. But that was really a very well-played girls basketball game for the first game of the year.
Yeah, I told our girls that. I thought we played real well this early. I mean, that's about as best as I think the best we've played in a lot of years for the first game of the year. We were really well. We prepared well. We got a lot of kids that have played for a number of years, so it's just easier early in the year to play like that. And, you know, I thought my biggest concern coming into the game was handling pressure and just being able to run an offense, because we seem to, you know, sometimes get these metro schools where they just take us out of stuff, they pressure us, and they're physical and athletic, and we still ran stuff. We ran our offense, and so... You know, I remember in the first quarter telling the kids, hey, we're in this game. We're in this game throughout, because I know right now we can run our stuff. And that was huge, because, you know, like Omaha Benson last year couldn't run an offense at times because they just took that as everything. So, you know, I think we've worked on that a lot the first few weeks, and it was nice to see that we could actually run stuff against them.
In fact, you had a 5-point lead late in the third quarter, and not only were you running stuff, it seemed like you kind of were, I don't want to say you were in control, because you couldn't ever really shake them and build much past that 5-point lead.
Right. I like you said, I mean, I think we had some droughts offensively that hurt us, but we definitely were running stuff. We were getting good shots most possessions. But, you know, obviously the game, I think that the keys to the game to me, you know, we came in thinking we got to handle the ball, we got to handle pressure, we got to be able to run our stuff, we got to do defensive transition. Well, I left the game knowing there was one other key, and it was rebounding. And we struggled rebounding the ball big time. It seemed like they just extended possessions throughout the game and got lots of offensive rebounds. And we zoned, and so you're a little more susceptible to giving up the rebound. But we definitely got pushed underneath the basket a little bit and weren't very physical. They let us play, which is fine. I told our kids, hey, they're letting you play, so you got to get more physical. Quick, getting pushed underneath the basket, you got to get lower, and you got to move people out and get better position. And we struggled with that. We told our guards they have to help down more. It's definitely something we need to work on next week.
And we're running out of time here, but Lawrence Biker with 14 points. Snyder had 14, Stitham with 11. Really kind of the sources of points you kind of figured you would get. You got it from them.
Yeah, I think for her that was a really good game when she came out and hit a couple shots when they went zone. That's huge for us because we're going to get some zone. We're going to get maybe some junk defense this year. We got to find some other scores besides Snyder and Stidham, and having her step up was huge.
And I don't have the bracket in front of me. What time do you guys play tomorrow at Southeast?
3:00.
3:00. Yep. All right. Hey, best of luck to you, Jason.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Thanks. Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here. Lady Cats fell to Millard West by a final of 50-47. And, again, it really was a very well-played girls basketball game as Kearney High, again, came up short. But they're going to get their share of wins this year, no question about it. We're at halftime of the boys' game where the Cats have a little bit of work to do. They trail at 31-18 here at intermission as well. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And, of course, we will have coverage of the Kearney High girls almost exclusively here on ESPN Radio throughout the course of the year. In fact, tomorrow we'll be back here at Kearney High, but this time the basketball, they'll move the basketball hoops out of the way here because it'll be for the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational, and we'll have coverage around 4 o'clock, the finals for you tomorrow around 4 o'clock. And Millard South will be coming to Kearney High next week from Saturday, and we'll have them a week from Saturday as well. Millard West has possession of the basketball to start the second half here, and they're working on the inside to who else but Koziski, and Koziski puts up the shot, but he is fouled by Arp, and that'll be a second foul of the ball game here by Arp. Really, nobody in serious foul trouble for Kearney High, but Arp now has two, and Mishu also has two, and the free throw, a rare miss here by Koziski from the free throw line. In fact, I think that's the first miss of the game here for Millard West on the line. Yes, it is. They had been a perfect 6-for-6 in the first half. Second free throw is on the way, and that one goes up high as it hits the back of the iron and in. So Koziski now has 11 points in the ball game. That allows Millard West to put a little pressure on. But Murray, Mishu, and Pocock just kind of doing a three-man weave here almost, getting it up court. And Mishu gets it over for Murray, who brings it across the timeline with a nice little spin. Now Mishu directing traffic a little bit. Has the dribble, gives it off left side for Murray. Over for Pocock, well behind the three-point arc. He gives it to Waller. Right side for Mishu. Mishu working against a little bit of pressure here by Peterson. We'll get it down low for Arp. Arp leans into the defender, puts up the shot. It won't fall, and Koziski is able to pull down the rebound after the miss here for Kearney High. In transition, a quick three here for Millard West. That's off the mark. And the long rebound to Murray, who will kick it up ahead here. Murray now kicks it off to Waller. Transition three for Waller. That one won't fall. And rebound is taken out of there by Stosselm. Stosselm gets it up ahead to Koziski. Koziski, lob pass inside for Peterson. And Peterson gets the bucket. That's a nice pass there by Koziski because everybody thought he was going to shoot from about 15 feet away. Nope, he was dumping it down underneath. Nice play there. Tip pass, but Arp has it across the timeline. Gives it to Pocock. Pocock, extra strong pass that missed Waller, and Kearney High turns it over. And a substitution here for Millard West. They will do a complete line change, but this time only Manny Williams is going to come in here for the Wildcats, and he'll play point guard as they inbound the ball to him. He's out with Phil Ely, helped bringing it across the timeline. Peterson now gets it. They'll get it off for Ely. He'll now give it off on the left side for Koziski. 6'8", and he can help bring the ball up. Peterson in the lane, kicks it back out for Ely. Ely down low for Austin Hall. Hall with a little ball fake. Shots off the mark, but he's able to tip the rebound out for Chandler Peterson. And Peterson comes up with the rebound, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And that is going to be Austin Mishu's third foul. So that's his third foul, second team foul against Kearney High. They trail at 34-18, 6:12 to go here, third quarter. Pass right side for Hall. Hall looks to the inside, and Millard West is going to kick it off on the left side for Ely. He'll give the ball back out here for Manny Adams. Adams working against a little bit of pressure here from Murray. Gives it off left side here for Peterson. Peterson for Manny Adams. Adams on the baseline, shut off by Waller, then dribbles back through, keeps it alive, and is able to get it in underneath for Kaczynski. Kaczynski was going to dunk it, and Waller said, no, you're not, big man. Waller committed the foul. Oh, they're going to actually say the foul was committed by Mishu. And that is now going to be four fouls on Mishu. Kaczynski with the free throw is up and good. I thought Waller was going to get called for that. They were both there. I have no argument about who committed the foul. But Waller on that help side, I thought he got there first. Second free throw coming up here, and it's up and good for Kaczynski. So he makes both free throws, and it's now 36-18, 5:40 to go. And driving is going to be Zach Ryan. Ryan checked in for Murray. His shot is off the mark and no good. And the rebound is tipped out to Pocock. So Pocock really comes up with that rebound, and they get it out to Waller. Waller in traffic ends up landing with it, but it's going to be blocked on the inside again by Kaczynski. So a couple of blocks on that possession there for Millard West, and the loose ball is picked up by Ely, who's going to drive, and his shot will not fall, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Art. So Art pulls down the rebound. They get it out for Liebarger, who checked in during the last stoppage. Gives it to Waller, right side for Pocock. Pocock looking over the top of Adams, but will give it to Liebarger. They lob it inside for Arp. Arp doesn't want to try to shoot over the top of the taller Kaczynski, so he'll kick it out to Waller. Waller's going to drive. He kicks it out to Liebarger, over to Pocock. Pocock from 15 feet steps into the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound by Peterson. So Peterson pulls down the rebound. Carney High had a good look there, but they couldn't hit the shot. And now on the right side, Kaczynski is going to try to kiss it off. It is no good. And the rebound is tipped out to Ryan. And Ryan is shut off. I thought he might try for that tough run and layup against Austin Hall. But instead, they're going to reset the offense. Arp has it now on the low block. He's backing in. Double team, leaning in, and has it stolen away. Phil Ely is able to just take it away from him as he was beginning the process of trying to get off a shot. Hall has it now. Right side gives it out to Ely. They cycle through. They get it off to Cutter and Peterson. Peterson's shot's no good. And Kaczynski missed the putback after the other miss. And then finally, Carney High is able to end the possession. Waller was able to pull down the rebound. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Liebarger has it right side. Bearcats trailing at 35-18. 3:44 to go. Zach Ryan on the right side gets a screen from Arp. We'll drive through the lane. We'll try to float it up. It's no good. Tries to tip in his own miss. He can't get that to go. And finally, the possession is ended by Kaczynski. And we got a timeout here. It's really kind of gotten a little bit of ragged. Millard West calls the timeout, leading it 35-18 with 3:29 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats down by 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 3:29 to go, third quarter, 35-18. Millard West with the lead and the ball, and we come back after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Hey, good seeing you. Hey, welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats are down 36-18. That's what I have, but it wasn't what's on the scoreboard. And I went with the scoreboard, and I was right. I'm pleasantly surprised by that. Anyway, Kearney High right now has a little bit of work to do. They're down 36-18. And really, you take a look at the shooting numbers here. Kearney High unofficially 7 of 31 from the field. And sure, some of those shots are contested, but Kearney High really has moved the ball around pretty well. There hasn't been very many of those 24 misses that they've had where you just sit there and you go, it's a bad shot. In any event, the Wildcats have the basketball. They inbound it, and Stasselm will fire the three. It's an air ball and rebounded by Brady Johnson. So Johnson snags the bound, Kearney High has it in the offensive zone. Anderson, who checked in during the timeout, gives it to Pocock. Pocock gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. So Trevor Liebarger is able to hit the three-pointer. That's only the fourth made three for Kearney High in the ballgame. They're now 4-14 from behind the arc. Manny Adams in the offensive end here for Millard West. Open three-pointer top of the key here for Shabbat. And that is well off the mark. There's an absolute scrum for the loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Manny Adams, who comes up with the rebound. Adams will give it off in the lane. Now stepping through. Adams will get it back on the baseline. Draws body contact against Anderson. And the foul is going to be called on Anderson. And Anderson had pretty good position, but that was a body foul. That's just good work by Manny Adams to draw the foul against Anderson. Anderson's going to be called for the foul. That's two shots coming up here for Manny Adams. Adams makes the first, has one more coming up. Bends the knees. The free throw is up and good. So he makes both of his free throws. And it's 38-21. 17-point lead. Zach Ryan gets the inbounds. They're trying to trap him. He outruns the trap, and he'll kick the ball out here for Anderson. Gives it back out to Zach Ryan. Ryan dribbles behind his back, facing that pressure by Manny Adams, and the ball was going to be knocked out of bounds when he tries it again by Manny Adams. But Bearcats will maintain the possession here. Peyton Pocock will throw it in the middle of the Kearney High bench, and he'll get the ball out here to Zach Ryan. Ryan gives it off right side for Liebarger. Back to Ryan. Off of the screen, they get it to Liebarger. He's going to fire a three. It's off the mark. No good. And the rebound is in the hands here of Stasselm. So Stasselm ends the possession. Nice entry pass to the open shooter on the inside, Caleb Conway. Conway can't get the shot to fall, and Liebarger is able to pull in the rebound. So Millard West had a nice look at it there, but they couldn't do anything with it. Johnson from the elbow will help work it around the perimeter. Pocock has it on the left side. Facing man-to-man pressure here by Stasselm, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And the foul is going to be on Millard West, Adam Stasselm. That is his first foul. That's first team foul of the second half here against Millard West. 38-21, Cats down by 17 with a minute 50 to go in the third, and they're going to inbound it near midcourt to Zach Ryan. Ryan facing a little bit of pressure here by Manny Adams, and they'll kick it off here left side for Liebarger. Liebarger's entry pass right back into Liebarger's hands as it was tipped right back to him. Waller gets it inside for for Johnson. Johnson's going to help kick it around to Anderson, and Anderson will stroke a three. Kyle Anderson steps into a well-timed three, caught it, shot it all in one motion. That was some nice passing to set up Anderson, who makes it now a 14-point ball game. Adams will drive, miss, and Johnson pulls down the rebound. So Johnson with the rebound after a fairly nice drive there by Millard West. Another three-pointer, this one by Waller. That one is no good, and they're going to have a foul on the rebound. Anderson will go over the back of Adams trying to get the rebound. So Adams pulls down the rebound, and Kyle Anderson picks up another foul. That's going to be his second. Minute five to go, third quarter, 38-24. 14-point lead for Millard West, and Kearney High is going to go full court pressure here. Manny Adams will kick the ball up ahead. Breaking the press is going to be Stasselm. Stasselm gets it on the baseline. Backing in here is going to be Andrzejczyk. Andrzejczyk kicks it out for Charvat. Charvat with a three that's off the mark. Rebounded momentarily. And then stolen away. Liebarger eventually got a hand on it and got a rebound. But a couple of missed opportunities here for Millard West down low after the offensive rebound by Caleb Conway. But Conway then was able to fight for the ball back, and he was fouled by Johnson. And so a couple of free throws coming up here, and the first one's up and good. So Conway will add to the lead and make it now 39-24. Millard West led by as many as 17. They can get close to that here with the second free throw coming up by Caleb Conway. It's back the iron and no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Brady Johnson. Zach Ryan will bring it across the offensive zone as Max Sealer will pick him up. 35 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. And thinking about the three, but then giving it up is Trevor Liebarger. Liebarger now will give it to Zach Ryan. Ryan gives it to Anderson. Anderson's going to drive. Now dish to Liebarger and gives it back to Anderson. Anderson has a little trouble coming up with a handle on it. And then reaching in and committing the foul is going to be Logan Anderjaska. And the Anderjaska family does not agree, just to my right. Yeah, they're smiling. They're okay. They're okay. The foul on Logan Anderjaska is going to be his first. And Kearney High is going to work for one shot here. The instructions coming from Scott Steinbrook. Across the timeline with it is Zach Ryan. 10 seconds to go. Johnson's going to set a very high screen here. Give it off for Waller. Waller on the dribble. Stops top of the key. Fires a three. Back of the iron. No good. Rebound is tipped out. Nobody comes down with it. And Kearney High can't cut into it. Unfortunately, they can't quite get that one to fall. So they'll be content being down by 15 at the end of the third quarter. It is 39-24, a 15-point lead for Millard West. Kearney High will get the ball to start the fourth quarter when we come back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the college level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Bearcats down 39-24 to start the fourth quarter, but they've got the basketball. They get in the offensive zone. Zach Ryan's going to get a screen here from Arp, and the pass to Pocock on the baseline. And he has to dribble out with it because Stosshelm is right there with him. And it's again Millard West playing very nice defense here this evening. Bounce pass down low. Zach Ryan is able to get on the ground and save it. The bounce pass was right at his feet from Mishu, but nice job there by Ryan to save it. And now 15-foot jumper here by Mishu, who's had some foul trouble here. Misses the jumper, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Stosshelm. So Stosshelm ends the possession. He's got the basketball now on the right side. He'll get it on the low block here for Kaczynski, but nice job there by Arp, so they'll kick it out. Three-pointer for Millard West is off the mark, and rebound taken out of there by Arp, and they'll kick it out here to Waller. Waller gets it over to Pocock. Pocock on the dribble. The pass is tipped, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with a steal is going to be Austin Hall. Hall's going to drive all the way in, get the bucket and foul. After the steal, he was able to drive it in, and he's hit on the arm, so he gets the hoop and the harm after he makes the steal. And the foul is going to be on Zach Ryan. That'll be his second foul. So Hall will go to the free throw line and try to finish off a three-point play. And it appears that Millard West is going to move to 1-0 on the season. Kearney High more than likely falling to 0-1. As it's 41-24 with 6:50 to go. And I believe the Kearney High boys will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow. The free throw is up and no good, but getting the rebound is Millard West. And after getting the rebound, Kaczynski gets the ball back. Then he's able to hit the putback. So he missed one, but then got the next one. Tried to dunk it, and we're going to have a reach called here on Austin Hall. probably would have got away with it. The officials have let him play a little bit. Probably would have got away with it if it wasn't for the fact that it forced Mischu to kind of carry the ball. Otherwise, they may not have called that foul. It's inbounded for Zach Ryan. Ryan in the offensive end. Kicks right side for Pocock. Pocock facing man-to-man pressure there by Stosselm. They work around the perimeter. Anderson's pass stolen away on the inside. Good hands there by Phil Ely. And then the pass up court is going to be turned back over here. They tried to get it up ahead for Stosselm. And Stosselm just ran out of room. The pass led him just a little bit too far. Ball inbounded here for Ryan, who gives it to Anderson. Pass off of Arp's hands, and picking up is going to be Chandler Peterson, so they're able to come up with a loose ball. And they'll get the ball back out here for Kaczynski. Kaczynski gives it out for Ely. Driving now is Miles after he kicked it out to him, top of the key, and there's a nice drive there by Hall, who drew the body contact, and now will head to line and shoot two after the foul called on Zach Ryan. And Ryan quickly finding himself in a little bit of foul trouble, because that's now his third foul. And Hall shooting two. The first one's up and good. So now Millard West is 13 of 16 from the free throw line. Kearney High, 1 of 3. They just haven't gotten to the line very much at all. And the second free throw is good as well. So make that 14 of 17. Anderson to inbound. He gives it to Zach Ryan. Ryan's in the corner, and they try to double-team him, but he's able to get it out for Anderson. Anderson uses up his dribble, pass up ahead to Ryan. They've got numbers, 4-on-3, but the pass is behind Pocock, and Kearney High turns the ball over. On the run here is going to be Ely. Ely's pass is off the hands of Zach Waller, who made a nice defensive play, but it goes out of bounds. Murray checking back in, so is Liebarger for Kearney High. Pocock and Waller are going to come out. 5:41 to go here. Fourth quarter, 45-24. Millard West with the lead and the basketball. And they lob it near midcourt here for Phil Ely, who gives it right side for Stosselm. Kicks left side for Peterson. Just kind of passed around the perimeter. Kearney High right now going with kind of a 2-3 zone. And on the bounce here is going to be Hall. Hall running up against Zach Ryan here. It is now Kearney High now is matched up. They're going man-to-man. Entry pass down low. Shot over the top of Arp is no good, and Arp is able to pull down the rebound. So he gets the defensive rebound after they got the ball down low to Stosselm. And now Ryan's got it. Ryan on the baseline. Now backs back out. Gives it off for Murray. Murray drives and runs into one of the Millard West players. And I think they're going to call number 20. Nope, they're going to call it on Hall. Hall and Ely were both there. I think they could have given that foul to either one of them. Basically ran into a wall there, and he had an angle, and both of them kind of stepped into him. In any event, that's only the third foul here on Hall, and only the fourth as a team against Millard West. They lead it 45-24 inside of 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Zach Ryan gives it off to Liebarger. Fires a covered three. It's no good. And Arp tries to save it. Can't. Runs out of room. So Millard West will have it. Don't forget the Pac-12 championship game coming up at the conclusion of our post game, and we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook from Kearney High. And as we'll wrap up our post game relatively quickly to get you to that football game. Manny Adams brings in the offensive zone after checking in a moment ago. Stosselm working against the man-to-man here for Kearney High. Errant pass is going to be stolen away here by Arp. So Arp does a nice job stepping in there as they're trying to get the ball to Kaczynski. He'll give it to Ryan. Ryan drives, flies in, and scores. Zach Ryan will lay it up and in. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame. Makes it now 45-26. Cats still have a little bit of work to do here with 4:12 to go. Right wing, Stosselm gives it on the baseline to Kaczynski. Kaczynski's long pass is going to be tipped away. Either Liebarger or Ryan knocked it out of bounds. In any event, it'll be Millard West ball. Flight of the ball changed, and I'm not sure off of whose hand that was, but it will be tipped on the inbounds. And Manny Adams has to go in the backcourt to pick it up. Adams dribbles around, thought about the reverse layup, but he's going to kick it out. baseline drive, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds by Austin Murray. Murray had that well diagnosed. Mischu comes in for Ryan. And on the baseline, Matty Adams tossed it in. Adams, a little ball fake. Now he's going to lob it out to Kaczynski. Kaczynski near midcourt. Eventually gets it out here for Mike Chervat. And now back to Kaczynski, who drives the baseline. Now driving is Peterson. Peterson's going to kick it out. And Chervat will get it inside here for Kaczynski. And Kaczynski just kind of posting up, backing in there. And he'll take it in there against pretty good defense by Arp. And Kaczynski now has 17 points to go with 9 rebounds. And I think I have him for 4 blocks. And every pass on the inside is going to be kicked out of bounds by Kaczynski. Langen checking back into the ball game, as well as Brady Johnson for Kearney High. Tyler Sharp and Weston Longacre checking in from Millard West. So Murray on the baseline, hoping that they stay away from Mischu, but they start to cover him, so they give it to Langen on the inside. Langen has a shot blocked inside there by Kaczynski. And extra pass on the inside, knock loose. Coming out with the ball here is going to be Matty Adams. Adams is going to drive all the way in. Shot no good. And Mischu had it, and it's stolen away again by Adams. So Adams with a couple of steals, and he ends up with a couple of points as a result of it. So Kearney High, this may not be their night. Three-pointer up and no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Millard West on that sideline. It was tipped out. So Murray inbounded with 2:47 to go. They're just going to throw it in the backcourt. Mischu is going to pick it up there. And they'll bring it across the timeline with 2:41 to go. 49-26. Millard West with a comfortable lead here. Johnson kicks it out to Liebarger. Liebarger, three-pointer, story of the night, in and out, no good. And fighting for the rebound, it goes into the hands of Langen, and Langen, tough reverse layup underneath, he gets it in. Give credit to Johnson, who basically went out of bounds to save that rebound right in the hands of Langen. And Langen gets the rebound and the bucket officially, and on the drive, there's going to be a foul on Kearney High, and Matty Adams will head to the line as Adams shows a lot of quick driving in there. The foul is going to be on Brady Johnson, his second. So 2:14 to go. And at the free throw line, Matty Adams. Free throw rolls around and is good. Again, we'll remind you that the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Finals around 4 o'clock. The coverage of all the finals and all the weight classes are one of the best Class A wrestling meets in the early season. We'll have coverage for you on our sister station. Both free throws are good for Adams. And now Adams has 6 points in the ballgame. Liebarger on the bounce. We'll give it off the left side for Langen. Langen looks to the inside, gets it for Brady Johnson. Back out to Langen. Langen thought about the three, but he's going to kick it out for Liebarger. Back to Langen, top of the circle. Gives it out for Mischu. Gives it inside for Johnson. Johnson having trouble with the ball. He almost lost it, but it's into the hands of Liebarger, who will reset the offense. Mischu's going to drive. Great bounce pass inside for Johnson. And Johnson says, thanks, Shu, as he takes that in for an easy bucket. Great pass by Austin Mischu. 51-30. Minute and a half to go. Kearney High still down by 21. With it is Adams. Adams gives it off on the right side for Longacre. Longacre, long shot. It's off the mark. He misses the three. Liebarger gets the rebound, and the long outlet pass is off the mark, and Kearney High is going to turn it over. And Ty Roseberry checking into the ballgame here for Kearney High. So Roseberry, Johnson, Murray, Langen, and Mischu out there now for Kearney High. Max Seeler checked in a moment ago. He brings it up court here for Millard West with 1:08 to go. He'll give it up on the left side for Tyler Sharp. Sharp on the drive. Sharp off glass. Off the mark. No good. And Langan will pull down the rebound after Millard West had a pretty good look at it there. Dribbling is Mischue. He'll give it off to Murray. Murray open for three. Can't get the shot to fall. And the rebound taken out there by Longacre. So out to Sealer. Brings it across the timeline. Gives it out for Manny Adams. On the right side here is Longacre. They're working it back around the perimeter in the final 35 seconds. Conway has it now. He gives right wing to Longacre, who dribbles to the top of the key. And now gives the ball back out here for Sealer. They're working the clock here. Up by 21. Now with 21 seconds to go. Millard West going to move on to 1-0 on the season. Jump stop in lane. Tough shot there for Sealer. Can't get it to go. And Johnson and Sealer get tied up. And Johnson, not only, it was a jump ball, it was a hell ball situation. Johnson's called for the foul and literally put an arm underneath him and held onto the ball to try to make sure he didn't land flat on his back. And there was a bunch of awe there and good sportsmanship between both young men. They realized that there was nothing dirty there, and Johnson helped him up. So after the foul, Johnson will step on the side over there. The free throw coming up here is up and no good for Max Sealer. Sealer will have one more coming up. There's only 12.6 seconds to go. And the second free throw is up and good. So 52-30. And across the timeline is Zach Ryan. Ryan gives it to Ty Roseberry, who will fire a three, and he hits the three. Ty Roseberry strokes in the three. They inbound it, and that'll be the end of the game. Millard West with a 52-33 win. Roseberry adds a nice little exclamation point on the end of it, though, as he strokes in the three. And the Bearcats will head to Lincoln tomorrow. They'll be at Southeast High School as they'll take on the loser of the game between Southeast and Bellevue West tomorrow in the East-West Classic. Once again, your final, Millard West 52, Kearney High 33. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll give you all the numbers and hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Steinbrook when we come back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney High losing both ends of the doubleheader here. The girls lost earlier 50-47 in what was a very well-played girls basketball game. A couple of top five teams getting together. And Millard West able to hold on by three. Millard West rated in the top 10 in boys basketball at number 10. They really kind of controlled things against Kearney High, winning it by a final of 52-33. Unofficially taking a look at some of the statistics, Millard West won the rebounding battle 29-25 unofficially. Shooting the ball, very much better for Millard West. They were 16 of 46 from the field. Kearney High actually hit a few shots to make it 13 of 47, but behind the three-point arc, not good at all for Kearney High. They missed 17 shots from behind the arc. They were 6 of 23. Millard West was 3 of 15, and the biggest number here is free throw shooting. Millard West got to the free throw line 21 times. Kearney High, 3. Millard West, 17 of 21 from the free throw line. And Kearney High, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. A point differential of 16 points, and that accounts for most of the point difference in the game as Millard West wins this one 52-33. So Kearney High really, because of the size advantage that Millard West have, not able to really work the ball inside at all. Meanwhile, Millard West got the ball inside quite regularly and also were able to drive in there. And so 17-21 from the free throw line for Millard West. Kearney High was 1 of 3 in the game. Turnovers, I had Kearney High with 10 turnovers in the game, 5 for Millard West unofficially. Let's take a look at some of the individual numbers here for you as Millard West wins this one fairly comfortably, a final of 52-33. And leading the way was Ben Kozitsky. Kozitsky finished with 17 points. Austin Hall also in double digits. He finished with 10. Nanny Williams with 6. Logan Andrzejczyk off the bench, he had 6. Tyler Sharp with 4. Chandler Peterson with 4. Adam Stossholm with 3. Max Seeler with 1. And Caleb Conway finished with 1 point as well. So they shot 81% from the free throw line. They shot 20% from three-point range. But their overall field goal shooting was about 35% here in the ball game. And Kozitsky, not only did he have those 17 points, he finished with unofficially, I had him with 10 rebounds, and I had him with 5 blocks as well. So that was a stellar effort here for Kozitsky. Meanwhile, for Kearney High, I hit the wrong button here. For Kearney High, as that comes up, they had very balanced scoring here in the ball game. Really, nobody in double digits as it was really kind of spread out. But Jake Waller finished with 6 points on the night. He hit 2 of the 3 three-pointers that Kearney High hit in the ball game, as he's got 6. And Austin Murray, he finished with 4. Zach Ryan with 4. Brian Arp with 3. Ty Roseberry stroked in that late three-pointer for his 3 points. Peyton Pocock with 3. Kyle Anderson with 3. Trevor Leibarger with 3. Brady Johnson with 2. Chris Langan with 2. So Kearney High got points from a lot of different sources here tonight, but they all ranged somewhere between 2 and 6 points. Leading the way was Jake Waller with those 6. And then Murray, 4. Ryan, 4. Arp, Roseberry, Pocock, Anderson, Leibarger, all with 3. Johnson and Langan with 2 points each. Unofficially, Kearney High shooting from the field about 28%. And again, only 1 of 3 from the free throw line. 33%, that isn't really the telling number here. The fact they were outscored by 16 points from the free throw line, really one of the differences here in the ball game as Millard West wins this one by a final of 52-33. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. By the way, the girls game is a final on our sister station Classic Hits 98.9, where Kearney Catholic beat Norfolk Catholic, a final of 50-32. It was pretty close. It was an 8-point ball game heading to the fourth quarter, but the Stars were able to outdistance themselves against Norfolk Catholic 50-32 in girls basketball. The boys basketball game to follow on our sister station Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Want to remind you that tomorrow we'll be back here at Kearney High on Classic Hits 98.9, but that will be for the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational, and we'll have coverage of Kearney High boys basketball and girls basketball a week from Saturday as Millard South comes to town. And I'm not sure what the schedule is for the Friday night games. There's a possibility we could do something there as well, but we know a week from Saturday we'll be back here for Kearney High for more coverage of both Kearney High boys and girls basketball. Once again, 52-33, Millard West with the win over Kearney High. We're going to take one last break. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Steinbrook. We'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Haven't seen sign of Coach Steinbrook just yet. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to him. We'll give you the schedule for tomorrow. Right here on ESPN, we'll have high school basketball as Kearney Catholic will be taking on, the Kearney Catholic girls will be playing for the championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Not sure how the boys are going to be doing, what game they'll be playing in, because they'll be playing Norfolk Catholic here in just a few minutes on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. But we'll have both Kearney Catholic games for you here on ESPN Radio tomorrow, as well as the SEC championship game, depending upon what the schedule is. And the Big Ten championship game, we should be able to have complete coverage of that for you tomorrow on ESPN Radio. And we've mentioned it before, but the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational coverage will begin around 4 o'clock for the finals on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And we'll also have college volleyball on our sister station, KHAS Radio. Pre-game for that will start around 6:45, and first serve will be around 7 o'clock. And don't forget, we'll have hockey on the Breeze, 94.5, both tonight. Not tonight, but tomorrow night, as the Storm are in Dubuque. And on Sunday, don't forget, we'll have a triple-header of football here on ESPN Radio. The Steelers and the Bengals will be the noon game, followed by Seattle and Philadelphia. And then Sunday Night Football will have the Patriots taking on San Diego. And on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 on Sunday. Creighton is at Nebraska. Pregame will start around 5 o'clock. They'll tip it around 6 o'clock on The Breeze, 94.5. We'll also have Husker basketball on Wednesday on The Breeze as Incarnate Word travels to Nebraska to take on the Huskers as well. And again, I want to remind you that Millard South taking on Kearney High a week from tomorrow. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. We'll have both the boys and the girls games for you on ESPN Radio a week from Saturday. Well, we're hoping to be able to talk with Coach Steinbrook, but he hasn't made his way out of the locker room yet. So we're gonna wrap things up here. And we'll remind you that we'll have continuing coverage of Kearney High boys and girls basketball throughout the course of the season right here on ESPN Radio. And we'll have the Kearney Catholic games tomorrow here on ESPN Radio at the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Not sure exactly of the schedule. The girls are in the championship game. We're not sure what time the boys will play, whether or not they'll be before that game at 3 o'clock or not. Once again, your final, 52-33, Kearney High Wrestling. The finals of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. 52-33, Millard West over the Kearney High boys, and the Kearney High girls fall to Millard West as well, 50-47. I'm Brandy Bushkow. Thanks for joining us. For our engineer back in the studio, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Hey, Caleb, how you doing? Caleb Henry. Just one of those things, Caleb. Sorry about that. For Caleb Henry, I'm Randy Bushko. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.